Unfortunately, there is no quick fix to honeybee health. Leading scientists have identified no less than 6 potential causes to honeybee decline. Although the threats listed are not definitively ranked from most threatening to least, the varroa mite has been identified by the USDA and EPA as the most serious threat to honeybee health. Varroa mites, first discovered in the United States in 1987, are external parasites that attach themselves to honeybees. The mites feed on the bee's hemolymph, the circulatory fluid, or blood, of the bee. Female varroa mites invade brood cells and raise their young on developing bees. The repeated process of mites feeding on bees can shorten a bee's lifespan, and varroa mites can even vector viruses to the bee. Additionally, mite feeding also affects the bee's immune system and increases its susceptibility to infection. Varroa mites become a greater threat when hive populations naturally decrease during the winter and when increased stress magnifies the effects of their feeding and disease transmission. When you break it down, varroa mites present 3 problems, and each problem cascades into additional problems. 1. They feed on bees' circulatory fluid. 2. They can transmit destructive viruses to bees. And 3. Beekeepers often treat their hives with acaricides to kill the mites, introducing pesticides into the nest. Bees also face significant risks from pathogens, like the microsporidian fungus Nosema and deformed wing virus. The rest of the risk factors to honeybee health are associated with humans in one way or another. The lack of foraging area can be attributed to the increasing urbanization of the United States. Native prairies, meadows, and forests have been fragmented or paved over. The overall amount and variety of food sources has dwindled and is sparser than it once was, adding stress and strain to the foraging worker bees. The lack of diverse and high-quality food also ties in with the handling practices of many commercial hives, which are trucked across the country and feed on monocultured crops. Pesticide exposure has been listed as a potential threat to honeybee health, and it receives the majority of the attention in the media. We will focus on this topic later on in the module. It is not known how bees are affected when they experience several factors simultaneously, as field research with social insects is exceedingly difficult, time-consuming, and expensive. But efforts are ongoing, and hopefully there will be some definitive work coming out soon. Sound science should determine the course we take to best preserve our honeybees and pollinators. The final listed threat is colony collapse disorder. This term describes a specific suite of symptoms afflicting entire hives, but is often incorrectly used when people refer to declining bee health in general.